Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We are on a divine journey in which I believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dream. If you missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. You can visit blogtalkradio.com/FiredMedia, the number 4, letter U. blogtalkradio.com/InspiredMedia for you. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we had a rich and empowering Win Shop Shape Up panel reflection. And I must admittingly say that the panel had Coach Adams so overwhelmed by the beautiful word bouquet that they had to share as it related to their reflection of my Win Shop that was hosted on July 23rd. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, as we shape up to win, we will be taking a look at manifesting a vision with no money from Coach Adams' point of view. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams will share for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in and to participate. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's show with you. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious thanks in advance for your support and for those that are loyal listeners of Motivational Monday for equipping us to expand our outreach. I want to set up as we move into today's dialogue. And today's dialogue is around this subject of manifest a vision with no money. Manifesting a vision with no money. I anticipate that when you hear that, automatically the mind goes to this place of skepticism of there's no way that you can manifest a vision with no money. And as you heard me sharing earlier, and as many of you know, I hosted a Win Shop on July 23rd, last Saturday, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. And this was a vision that was definitely of great magnitude, and any vision is without question quite an undertaking. And when you don't have the resources at the start, it can be and appear even more challenging. And so I want to have a very transparent and open dialogue with you because I believe that there is someone listening in today in our global audience and you're struggling. You're struggling with this vision that you have been given, the hugeness of that, this mass vision, and you are struggling with how in the world can I manifest this vision? I don't have any money. I only have this dream. And I want you to know that there are many who started exactly where you sit today. And so I always like to give some tangible tools that will assist us all as we continue to shape up in our vision, our goals, so that we can live our dreams personally and professionally. And as we're looking at manifesting a vision with no money, I want us to talk about how to manifest. And as many of you that are regular listeners here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, you know that I love giving acronyms around a specific word that is the subject of discussion. And so tonight is not going to be any different. But before we go there and talking about how to manifest, I want you to imagine with me, if you will. I want to take you on a journey. And I want to take you on this journey that literally started almost 2 years ago now, where I had the vision as I was developing at another level the Coach Adams brand and working on defining this full circle of empowerment. As a part of that, looking at, let's do workshops in this season. And when that thought came up, I went back to the past. I used to do seminars on a very regular basis, and it was quite an expense. And so I thought, eek, that's scary for me because I know how much I sewed into the vision at that time, and resources were greater. I was able to do so. It was a stretch, but it didn't hit me in the way that I knew it would this time around because the resources up front were not there. So it was a totally different season. But what I knew to be true is that I knew that God has me on this journey. He is and remains my driving. I don't know what your spiritual beliefs are. I'm not trying to press my beliefs on anyone, so please hear my heart. I'm speaking based on where Coach Adams is. If it's different for you, that's okay. I know that you will still benefit from what the principles that I have to share with you today, but I'm just letting you know that for me, God has me on this journey, that it's not self, it's not just, woo, Coach Adams wants to be on this journey, but rather I know that there is a higher calling to why I do absolutely everything I do and why I have done absolutely everything I have done in this season. And so I have this big vision of a win shop. Started out workshop, and two workshops ago, this word win shop came up. And so it started out with a workshop. And it was a workshop versus a seminar because I really wanted that I would be able to set the environment for individuals to come and really work it now, work in their vision. So I knew that there was an intentionality that it was to be a workshop, that you would be, quote, unquote, putting your hands to the plow, that you would be getting your hands dirty for your vision, as one would say. But I thought, wow, I don't have a location, so that means I have to rent a location or something of that nature. And again, today we're talking about manifesting a vision with no money. Stay with me. I promise you, we're going somewhere. We're taking this journey, and there are some key principles that I have that I want to share with you. And so when I was looking at this vision of a workshop, knowing that there's a great cost in being able to do that, because, as I mentioned, I had done seminars many years before, and so I knew that it was at a great cost. But I was very clear on the vision, and I knew that the environment where the workshop, WIN Shop, was to be hosted was very significant and key, that it couldn't just be any environment. See, the details were very clear to me. I knew that the environment had to lend to motivation and inspiration and empowerment. It had to lend to one's worldview around their vision. So just the very selection of the hotel was key. Location of the hotel, accessibility, all of these various details were significant. And again, here I'm moving on this vision. I'm looking to manifest this vision with no money. July 23rd, May the 3rd, WIN Shop workshop with no money. And as Coach Adams was sitting and reflecting on what were those key elements that I feel were non-negotiable, that were key for me on this journey, I was able to come up with some dynamics I want to share with you around this term manifest, how to manifest. Regardless of the magnitude of your vision, how, in fact, can I manifest and I don't have the money or I have limited resources? First on our journey, we must move by faith. Move by faith, regardless of where your spiritual base is. Moving meaning that there is not that manifestation as of yet, but rather you've seen it at some level internally, and you have to step out on what you have seen. And this is the stepping out, this moving by faith, which is the M in our manifest, move by faith, is not a step of logic, but rather it is a step of seeing things in the invisible realm and working to bring that which is invisible to this natural realm and taking the necessary action steps that move you in that direction, even though you are not able to see any of this on the outside. There hasn't been that manifestation. You still have to make the decision to move by faith. When we make the decision to move by faith, we make the decision to say logic
I divorce you. Logic, I say goodbye to you. Logic, I walk away from you. Why? Because in the natural, it is natural that we want to filter everything through the logic zone. That logic zone are our senses. If we can't see it, it's not real. If I can't smell it, it's not real. If I can't taste it, it's not real. If I can't, it's not real. If I can't hear it, it's not real. We do this every day logically. Everything is filtered through our senses. And what I've grown to learn from my mentors is that logic is in rebellion to faith. And anytime anyone steps out to manifest something that they haven't done before, there is this journey of moving by faith. I'm moving, trusting what I've seen in the invisible realm, that whatever I've seen, I will be able to manifest that. That is our M, to move. How am I moving? I'm moving by faith. I'm detaching from logic, and I'm taking steps, action steps, not based on logic. For example, logic would say, you can't secure a hotel if you don't have the money. Faith says, secure the date and start to market, and the money will come. Faith doesn't wait for the resources. Faith begins to act and allows the resources to come. Oh, I don't know if you heard me, because many of you, you have a vision that is great, and you're waiting for the resources to come, and you are stuck and you're not moving. And Coach Adams today, through Motivational Mondays, wants to encourage you to move by faith, to step out and divorce logic, because logic would say you can't. Because of the lack of, faith says you can, and watch what you need come. That is rich. And it's rich for me because I've been living it wind shop to wind shop. Move by faith. My A is that I must acknowledge the full vision. Many of us are afraid of the full vision, the magnitude of the full vision. So we continuously want to put limits on the vision. When I say acknowledge the full vision, I'm saying that we have to acknowledge, and are acknowledging, we are admitting that this huge vision is real, that it is truthful, it is tangible, recognizing its existence in the invisible realm, and as I continue to move out, I will now see the manifestation of that on the outside. Everyone listening in, regardless of where you are, there would be no one that would know who Steve Jobs is. Steve Jobs, I can go on with others, but I use him because many of us, probably quite a few of us listening in, probably are listening in on an iPhone or an iPad, or you have an iPad or an iPhone in your possession, or you know someone that has that device. Of course, those are devices that are made by Apple that Steve Jobs was the creator of. And I use him because he was a trailblazer. When he created the iPod, I remember the hype of the iPod and all of this excitement around this new product that Steve Jobs was bringing to the marketplace. He hyped it up so that there was great anticipation. But he was a trailblazer because at that time, the capacity of what the iPod was able to do, there was nothing on the marketplace that could do it. So he had to create something that had not yet been created. When he created the first Apple Macintosh computer, creating something that had not yet been created. And so we have to acknowledge the full vision. Don't put limits on your vision. See, many of you, I know I can sense it, that you are putting limits on your vision because you feel like If I don't dumb it down to a degree, I won't be able to do it. And I want to encourage you to take the limits off. Taking the limits off means that you are acknowledging the fullness of the vision. It's not saying that you know exactly how it's all going to come together, but you acknowledge the fullness of the vision. So move by faith. Acknowledge the full vision, not a part of the vision, but take the time to admit, this is real, it's true, I can see that it will exist at some stage, sooner or later. How will it exist? As we are talking about today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, how to manifest. We're looking at manifesting a vision with no money. And we're talking about key elements that I have found to be true as it relates to manifesting. Move by faith. Acknowledge the full vision. Never quit. This one is huge and it is so key. Never quit. Don't give up on your vision. Don't give up on your dream. How long should you press? You do it until the manifestation of it. Do all that you know to do and solicit the support of others around you. When we get to another one of our areas of manifest, our key principles, there's one thing that you can do that will draw others into your vision naturally as they catch the vision of what you are sharing. But you're the forerunner. You cannot quit. You know, I often use the analogy of natural birthing associated with spiritual birthing or birthing something from the invisible to the physical. And, you know, when I think about natural birthing, and I don't have any children, but I've talked to many who have had children, and I get the same answer, and, you know, there's the central thread. What would happen if you decided in the middle of birthing, I quit? You throw in the towel, it's too difficult, it's too hard. I actually have a dear associate who is a director of nursing, and she specializes in the maternity ward. So she's dealing with babies being birthed all the time, the birthing ward. If the woman was to say, I quit, in the midst of birthing, not only is her life at jeopardy, but the baby's life is at jeopardy. What is that saying? Not only is her life at jeopardy, but others' lives are at jeopardy. And that life and that moment would be the baby. At my wind shop, I remember we were talking about this, and one of the participants said she tried to crawl off the table when she was giving birth the first time. And they said, where are you going? She said, I'm getting out of here. It's too hard. They told her, you can't. You're in it now. You got to continue forward. And for many of us, you just need to be reminded that you're in it now. You just got to continue to move forward. And last week for me was overwhelming because it was a manifestation of continuing to move forward, the reflection of the individuals that were on last week's panel discussion. We would not have had that show. We would not have had that discussion if I threw in the towel and quit. It would have been a moot point. So not only would my life be at jeopardy because I wouldn't be fulfilling my purpose, but how I was used in that moment for their lives would have been at jeopardy. It's a rippling effect. So when you quit on your vision, it not only affects you, it affects those that are waiting for what you are fighting to birth. So our end is never quit. Don't give up. Do it until. Do all that you know to do. And when you've done all, solicit the support of others. See if there are others that have wisdom in the area that you may be lacking in. But whatever you do, don't quit. As my mentors would say, kick. Don't quit, kick. The I, as we're discussing how to manifest today on Motivational Mondays, and we're talking about manifesting a vision with no money, the I is invest. Invest your time and do your due diligence. When we're talking about investing, monetarily you may have to do some of that, but what I'm really talking about is investing in your vision, investing in your goals, investing in your dreams, putting your sweat equity in. See, many of us want it to be so easy. We don't want to sweat. We just want to put it out there. Oh, it's so cute, and we don't want to do what's required. When you're making that investment, it is primarily your investment of time. Are you willing to stay up late? Are you willing to get up early? Are you willing to sacrifice the party? Are you willing to sacrifice the coffee? Are you willing to sacrifice buying a new pair of shoes? Are you willing to sacrifice driving a new car? Are you willing to sacrifice whatever it is so that your vision will live? Invest your time and do your due diligence. Because if you invest your time and you do your due diligence and you're planting seeds, when you plant seeds, the expectation is that there would be a harvest. Each harvest is different, but there would be a manifestation of a growth, a spurt of growth on the other side. But if you're not investing in your vision, if you're not investing your time in your goals, what's happening is you're getting out of it what you've sown into it. And if you don't like the results, you have to step back and be honest with where you are and look at what you are investing in your vision. See, many would not want to do what's required to manifest your vision. We want it to be cushy and easy, but it costs you something, and that's something that is the greatest investment is your investment of time. You don't have to have the money, but you need to invest the time. Am I saying it's difficult to birth, to manifest a vision without money? Absolutely. But I am a witness to say that if you move by faith, as we're talking about how to manifest, and we're looking at this word manifest, how to manifest, I must move by faith. This moving by faith is detaching from what may appear logical and stepping out into this realm of the unknown, moving by faith. My A is acknowledge. I must acknowledge the full vision. No limits. Stop putting limits on your vision. Stop putting limits on your dream. Stop saying you can't because of this. Figure out how you can. I was speaking with someone today, and they told me one of the most powerful things that they felt that I did at this past wind shop is I gave an illustration of walking through paper. And, you know, at first sight, people would say, no, you can't walk through paper. It's impossible. And logically, it is impossible. And many of us stop right there. Logic mind, bam, impossible. I'm challenging you to move from the logic of impossible to determine, how can I make this possible? Because if it wasn't possible, you would not have been given the vision that you have. Doesn't mean that you can do all of the aspects of it solely by yourself,
but you are the forerunner. Acknowledge the full vision. Our end is never quit. Don't give up. Do it until. Do all that you know to do. But to continue to press, never quit. Quitting is not an option. Giving up is not an option. And I will share with you, being very transparent, there was a point on my journey that, you know, the coach for a hot second, her humanity side, was like, oh, just pull the plug, throw in the towel. It's too hard, it's difficult, it's uncomfortable. But the coach knew, never quit. You can't quit. You have to fight. You got to get on the other side. What else can you do to press to make it happen? So never quit. That's a mindset. A quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. And we're talking about that I coach, you win. So, of course, I can't quit because I'm empowering you to win. I got to fight to win against all odds. That mindset of never quitting. Invest. The I is invest your time. Do your due diligence. When you don't have anything, you can carve out the time to figure out, where do I need to research? What can I do in this regard? There's always something you can do associated with your vision, with your time. Maybe you need to do some letters. Maybe you need to make some calls. Maybe whatever it is, there's always something that you can do. But you have to be willing to put in your sweat equity. We've talked about our M, we've talked about our A, talked about our N, we've talked about our I. Now let's move into our F. You have to be willing to fight for it. I mean, I'm going to make this happen. I am going to fight for this vision to live. I'm going to fight to manifest this vision. But this battle of fighting that I'm talking about is a battle of the mind. This battle is a battle that begins before you even get into, quote, unquote, the ring, before you get onto the field. When I'm talking about fighting, you have to understand this fight, it's a battle. It's likened to combat. It's likened to a contest or a struggle. See, when you go into something understanding that it's not going to be easy, that I'm going to have to fight for, your mind embraces things in a different way. And I think that's why many of us throw in the towel, because we go in with rose-colored glasses thinking, oh, it's going to be so easy to birth this vision, to manifest this vision. Who said it was going to be easy? No pain, no gain, as the trainers would say, physical trainers. When you are building up those muscles, you have to break those muscles down first. Any trainer will tell you. In order to build that muscle, it has to be broken down first. There's great pain and discomfort before you get to the glory, but many of us just want the glory. Whee! And we don't want to do anything to fight. We don't want to get our hands dirty. That's why we have to start the battle before the battle begins. Understanding a fight is a battle. A fight is combat. Those that are in combat, they get dirty. They don't come out clean. When you're really on a battlefield, you get dirty. Your shoes get muddy. Your shirt, your pants, your hair, your face, your nails. You get gritty. And that is what is required for one to manifest their vision. You have to fight for it. You have to know it is a battle. I'm in combat. There's going to be a struggle. And have the willingness to get gritty. Get dirt under your fingernails. Get mud in your hair. Get mud in your ears. Whatever it takes that you're not afraid to get gritty. Fight for it. Your vision is worth it. Your goals are worth it. Your dream is worth it. Stop quitting. Many of us are building the habit of quitting. We are disappointing ourselves because we're letting ourselves down. We'll say, I'm going to do something, and we don't see it through. We're constantly quitting. So the habit that we establish is the habit of quitting versus the habit of having a win. What kept Coach Adams going when it got tough for this last win shop? And each one has had its own battles, and each one logically did not make sense. But I had the memory of July 2015. There was a battle, but we were victorious. A successful end. January 2016. There was a battle, but woohoo! We had a successful end. Why? Because we didn't quit. Why? Because we moved by faith. We acknowledged the fullness of the vision. Never quit. Quitting was not an option. Invested the sweat equity, invested the time, fought for it. Fought for it. We fought for it. All of this was possible, as we get to the E, is because we envisioned the details. Envisioned every detail. You know, say, oh, Coach Adams, you make it look and seem so easy. It's uncomfortable for me as well. I have said yes to the call on my life, but a process is uncomfortable at times. At times, more discomfort than other times. So I want you to know, when you can envision the details, this envisioning the details is really beginning with the end in mind. When we envision, we have a mental picture image, future associated with whatever that goal is, that vision, the event, what have you. And so when I got the vision for Windshop workshop, I could see, maybe not the faces, the very faces that were there, but I saw the room. I saw the intimate details of the individual sitting in the room. I saw the workbook. I saw all of these details. And you have to envision the details of your vision. Because when you can see the fullness of that, now you can begin with the end in mind. That's going to fuel you when it comes down to you fighting beyond the discomfort. It will fuel you because you know what the end result is. So when you see your vision, this is going to support you. And why am I doing this? When I tell you I was overwhelmed by the feedback, I couldn't have anticipated the feedback that I received, but it was a wow. But I did envision that the individuals that participated, that they would have such an experience and encounter that would be impactful. And so the reflection of what people shared, that was their experience, their encounter, that was just that, impactful. But I had to begin with knowing I want to set an experience. And so often we know what we don't want, but we're not clear on what we want. I was very clear that I wanted it to be an experience counter that was impactful, not just, woohoo, I did another workshop, woohoo, I did another seminar, got pumped up, that was it. I remember doing a seminar many years ago. If I named this individual's name, you would all know it because they are really up there in this sector. And it's not a bad reflection on them. But what stood out for me is that I left and I was just pumped up, but I didn't feel like there was anything beyond me just getting pumped up. And I wanted to be able to be used to give people an experience
experience, not just pump them up, but an experience, an encounter that would be impactful. And we accomplished that through the Wind Shop. I have a couple of other bullets that I want to share with you, but I also want to honor my commitment, and I want to open the lines and give those of you that are listening in an opportunity. Maybe at this time you have a thought around manifesting a vision, what you've experienced, anything that you may want to share around what we've talked about so far. I'm opening the lines up now for you to be able to chime in, and I encourage it. I hope that you won't be shy. Know that this is a safe space. So this is the time in our programming when we open up the line for you, our global listening audience, to chime in. We ask that you hit 1 on your telephone keypad, 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting on your electronic device, you have to dial in, and the dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Keep your pens and pads, your tablets ready to continue to take notes around how to manifest, as we're talking about manifesting a vision with no money. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Let's do a quick summary of what we've talked about so far. And again, don't be shy. Jump on in. I love the interaction, question or comment. We welcome that at this time. Let's take a look back at what we've talked about. We've given you the keys to manifesting a vision. And we said, and they're not necessarily in this order, but they all apply and are significant when you're trying to bring something from the invisible realm into the visible realm, something that's not tangible initially, and make it tangible. So the M is move by faith. The A is acknowledge the full vision. The N is never quit. The I is invest your time and do your due diligence. We call that sweat equity. Put your sweat equity in. F, fight for it. Battle is a battle of the mind, and that you have to start the battle before the battle. When you're talking about fighting, we have to stay mindful and understand that we are talking about a battle. We're talking about being in combat, and I'm sure for many you're like, I don't want to fight for my vision. I'm not trying to get my nails dirty. I'm not trying to get mud on my shoes, on my shirt, on my pants, in my hair. That's just too much. And if that's your story, then guess what? Unfortunately, you won't see the manifestation of your vision, and my heart aches for you because you owe it to yourself to fight for your vision, to fight for your goals. Don't live a life of regret. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. I wish I did. I wish I would have. You know, and when I think about the fact of there not being a Wind Shop on July 23rd, I can't even imagine it now being on the other side with all of what people got. The story would be different waiting for you to manifest the vision that you have. It's an answer to what they've been seeking. But if you quit in the midst of, remember, not only is your life at jeopardy, because you would be living a life of regret. The other person, that baby, the other people associated with it, connected with it, that are waiting for you to bring forth that vision, their lives are at jeopardy. And so there's great weight in the reality of we must fulfill our assignments, the reasons why we were created. We must do those assignments that we have been given, and we cannot quit. We have to fight for it. We have to envision. Envisioning, that's our E, is the details, all of the various details to picture mentally. You have to see it all mentally on the inside, in the invisible realm.
When you can see it, now you can move and begin with the end in mind, because when you see the fullness of it, that now becomes your target. And now the steps that you're taking are moving you towards your target, and they're closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. But you have to be able to envision on the inside. In addition to being able to envision, you have to speak the vision. In this speaking the vision, I hear a little doggy outside. Yes, he's saying, I want to play in the sandbox in Motivational Mondays. I'm speaking my vision. I love it. Speak the vision. This speaking the vision is positioning yourself for others to catch the vision. And so when you speak your vision and speaking it to the right people, I know there's mixed reviews around speaking. You can speak it to someone that you feel would steal your vision. You can, so people get so guarded and they don't speak it. But when we don't speak it, I'm not letting others know that they can join on with me and support, and I'm not allowing myself to be accountable. And many of us, we're guarding our visions because we're afraid to put it out there. We don't want to be held accountable. And the fear that we have around somebody taking our vision, they can't take a vision that was given to you. They can do a version of it, okay, fine, but that's not what was given to you. No one can do what was given to you but you. So speak your vision. Don't be afraid to speak your vision. Why? Hear what I'm saying. When you speak your vision, this speaking positions you for others to catch your vision and to extend support. Others that would say, wow, what can I do to support? Or others that would say, this is what I do, this is what you do, maybe we can do commerce. But if you don't speak it, you're now not in position for others to catch the vision. For the wind shop, for example, and I'm so grateful for those that sow seed, because of those that sow seed into the wind shop, others that had financial challenges were able to participate. But why did they sow a seed? Because they caught the vision. As I spoke it, and they said, you know what, I can't be there, but I would like to be a blessing someone else. Now, if I didn't speak the vision, I would not have been in position for others to catch the vision and to join in partnership. People want to be able to sow. People want to be able to give, to lend their gifts and talents, their wisdom. So don't be afraid to share your vision at the appropriate times when you feel the release, but don't be afraid to share it. And when you share it, it also brings a level of accountability. Because do you know how accountable Coach Adams was that she had been saying for several months? Wind shop, July 23rd, coming up. There was a level of accountability. Now people are expecting that. People started buying their tickets. Imagine if I would have said, oh, it's canceled. Here, let me get you your money back. Imagine the effects of that. They believed in the vision. They bought a ticket. They sewed into it, or others bought a ticket for someone else. So that speaking it serves two purposes. One, it begins to put in the atmosphere your heart around your vision and positions you for others to catch the vision. It also brings about accountability. Now you're accountable. You spoke that. People are expecting it. People want it. And they're waiting for you to do it. You're now an encouragement for them because you did it. They can now see what appeared impossible, that it is now possible. Again, I want to remind you, our global listening audience, that this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1. On your telephone keypad, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're listening in from an electronic device, you would need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We are having a rich discussion, and we're talking about manifesting a vision with no money from Coach Adams' point of view. This is not just what I think works in theory, but I've been living it experientially, so it's experiential knowledge, what I've grown to know to be true. Maybe you have some added value insight that you would like to share. Now is the time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Maybe you were at the last wind shot and you would like to share that experience. Feel free to do so because you are a testimony of the completion of that particular journey. We would love to hear from you as well. So press 1 on your telephone keypad. I know many of you are like, but Coach Adams, if we press 1, then we won't get the last one that you have. I'm still going to give you all that I have for you. So press 1 at any time. Meanwhile, we will continue our journey in looking at how to manifest. Quick summary recap, and I'm doing this intentionally to make sure that you are getting each and every one of these areas and capturing them so that you now have tangible steps that you can take, a tangible way that you can reflect on where am I, locate yourself on your journey. Am I moving by faith or am I allowing myself to move by logic? Coach Adams will be totally honest and transparent with you. If I was moving by logic, not only would I have not done this last July 23rd wind shot, but I would not have done January 2016 or July 2015. We wouldn't have had any wind shots under our belts because logically it didn't make sense for each and every one of them. And each time logic gets even greater that it's like it really doesn't make sense. But yet we've made it on the other side now 3 times. July 2015, January 2016, July 2016. Excited about January 2017 by faith, moving by faith. Date has been solidified that we're focusing towards, and that would be for those that are planners and you want to mark your calendar now, January 28, 2017. January 28, 2017 is the next wind shop. 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. We'll keep you posted on details as they unfold. Move by faith. Acknowledge the full vision. Never quit. Invest your time and energy. Do your due diligence. Put in that sweat equity. Fight for your vision. Fight for it. Envision the details, all of the various details. Speak the vision. Speak the vision. This positions you for others to catch the vision and to their support. Our last in this manifest of our vision is the T, and that T is take the time to write out your vision and organize your thoughts. Take the time to write out your vision and organize your thoughts. You can't have all of these thoughts that are unorganized. You have to write the vision and make it plain. You have to take the time to write out your vision. Even if it's little bits and pieces at a time, you have to convert what's in your mind and you have to bring it and organize it in some type of system. For those that need support with a business plan, LivePlan.com is a great resource, LivePlan.com, a resource that I've been, like, screaming from the rooftops and no, I do not have stock in it. I wish I did, but I don't, is
Trello.com, Trello.com, and LivePlan.com, two resources that I would recommend that I'm familiar with that I've found not only support me but support those in my coaching practice. And so if you find a value, they serve two different purposes, but these are resources that you may find to be beneficial for you as you are taking the time to write out your vision and organizing your thoughts. Writing your vision would be liveplan.com. Organizing your thoughts would be Trello. So depending on where you are in your systems, in your process, here are two resources that would truly support you and give you some empowerment around being able to write your vision. You know, there were so many details that had to be managed, so many different components that had to be managed. And one of the things that encouraged me so was I had someone share and they said, wow, everything was so organized. And what they didn't know is Coach Adams had to put in her sweat equity, all of the organization at this stage. I did it. My hand was on each and every piece of it. Now, of course, I would love to just be able to show up and speak. And at some stage, I know that will occur. But for many of us, you're in a season where when you're developing your vision, you're going to have to, again, put in your sweat equity. You may have to do things that you're not the greatest at just to make sure that they get done so that there is a manifestation of your vision. But if you do your due diligence, I assure you, you will get on the other side and there would be such great fulfillment. You know, when a woman gives birth to a child, she goes through that threshold of all of that pain and suffering. There is angst. She's on the near brink of death. That's what many have said. It feels like I'm going to die. It's the pain is so painful. It's so beyond what one has experienced. That's natural birth. But beyond that pain, when the doctors or the nurses, the midwives, whoever it is, places that baby in their arms, you often hear that I've been given a little bundle of, you know the term, joy, the bundle of joy beyond all of that pain. And I want everyone to know that on the other side of any great adversity, there is an equal or greater reward. But I'm not going to get the reward if I don't get on the other side of the adversity. And many of us, we quit, we throw in the towel beforehand, and we miss the blessing of the bundle of joy that is waiting. So I encourage you, whatever your vision is, don't quit. I encourage you that when you're looking at how do I manifest, stay mindful of what we spoke about today on Motivational Monday, then you make a decision that I will move by faith, not logic, that I will acknowledge the full vision and not be afraid of it, no limit. That I will never quit in this process, that quitting is not an option, that I will invest the time and do my due diligence. I will put my sweat equity in for my vision, that I will fight for it against all costs. I know I'm in a battle, but I'm going to fight to win. I will envision the very details that I need to mentally to be able to begin with the end in mind, that I will speak the vision, understanding that when I speak my vision, this speaking of my vision positions me for others to catch the vision and to be able to extend support. I will take the time to write out my vision and to organize my thoughts. This concludes today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We have been speaking about manifesting a vision with no money, and all of that took place without any money. If you do your due diligence, the money will come. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, let's continue the dialogue. Maybe you didn't interact tonight,
But I want you to know that we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays group forum that has been established and is available so that we can continue the discussion, so you can share any show ideas that you have, guest ideas, whatever the case may be. And I want you to be reminded that Coach Adams has and offers a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey. If you're not already connected, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you. This is Coach Adams, one who inspires, signing off for now. Be reminded that on your journey, I'm here to support you. And guess what?